Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Muscovitz. His new book is out, folks. Very excited. It's an important one. Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity. Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity, The Essential Business Guide. This is for us. Chris, thanks again for being here. I'm proud of you for the book. Chris is one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet, folks. I'm proud of it, Chris, because you and I both know that privacy is one of the privacy and not encroaching on our constitutional rights, in my opinion, are the harness mates of the challenges that we've got going forward in the digital age. And we're not going to get functioning, high-functioning privacy regulations and security that protect us but also don't bind us up too much. We're not going to get that unless people on the ground, business people, citizens, understand what they're giving up. And you talked about this earlier, and you talked about it in your book. Unless they understand what they're giving up when they use all these cool things. I download apps, and it says, and it's an app for something for that's whatever it may be, and it says, it gives me the option. It pops up a little window, and it says, if you use our app, you have to give us access to your contacts and your GPS and all that. That app has nothing to do with my contacts. I don't give it to them, but most people do, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a problem, because you're using as currency your personally identifiable information. Your private data is what you're using as currency to use this app. And that connection has not been made in the minds of the average Joe.
Yeah.
So, because you're right, we cannot live without all of these amazing free applications that are making our world smarter. The GPS is in the cars, Google searching everything, reviews of stores, knowing where our family is, instant connections, emails and other tools that are keep improving. All of these things are given to us for free, but the currency, what we pay back, is our private information. And there are several versions of this. There is your straight-up private identifiable information, personally identifiable information, such as your social security number, your address, things of that nature. And then there is boatloads of data about who you are, what you believe, what you do, where you buy, where do you live, where is your family, who are you connecting with.
What you woke up being interested in this morning.
Right. So all of this data, although they're not necessarily personally identifiable information, they're extremely valuable. And they're extremely valuable to a lot of people. They're extremely valuable to marketers. They're extremely valuable to big tech for behavioral analysis.
Some of it is innocuous. Some of it is not foreboding or dangerous. Like if your mobile provider knows that somebody who has your phone is in a geographic area, that, you know, I don't feel impinged upon if I'm able to more quickly find the closest hamburger place. You know, that doesn't,
you're right,
that, because they don't really, they probably, you know, they may not know it's me. They just know somebody who does business with them is there.
But if you're
Alexis hears you talking about hamburgers, and
yeah,
that's different, right? Go ahead, Chris.
Well, here's the thing. You're right. You have to draw a line. What's innocuous and what's not innocuous, right? The fact that a burger joint may know that you're in the neighborhood and it's lunchtime and it knows from your behavioral profile that you love hamburgers, then they will serve you that ad. Well, that ad for the burger joint and the ad agency are very, very valuable because you're a prime client.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, is that information something that you were willing to share? If you say yes to that, that's great. Okay, then you're buying the service with your data. But what about to all of these other people that don't want to share that information?
Right, that you, know, have, what in about your, that you have in your device that you just gave
right.
them. But because you didn't, because you weren't paying attention, because you didn't read Chris's book. And here's the other thing, and this is the business part of this, Chris. We're given access to our customers' data, big customers
right.
to little customers. And we have to train our people, many of them who don't have any kind of bearing about these things. They have no fear about privacy, no understanding of it. We have to train them in how to take care of other people's information, don't we?
That's right. That's right. There's several angles we can look at that. You know, as you know, I live in New York. In New York, we live on delivery. We call our local deli, hey, Joe, can you please send over, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know how we used to do business in New York when it came to deliveries? We used to go over, give our credit card. The guy would write it down in a big notebook. And it will say, Chris's credit card number, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and every
yeah.
time you would call, he hit the credit card. Well,
yeah.
needless to say that this is not privacy compliant or PCI
right.
compliant. And any employee from that store can go over to the notebook and read over the credit card numbers.
So, folks,
the
issue is we have to be part of the solution, and we
exactly.
also have to hold our government accountable for regulations, and we also have to hold the big tech companies who are the biggest abusers and the potentially the most dangerous. We have to find a way to hold them accountable. And we're going to get Chris to help us do that, become more of the solution, more part of the solution after the break. And it's all in his book, Privacy, Regulations, and Cybersecurity, The Essential Business Guide by Chris Moscovides. Quick break, 10-10, stay with us.
Again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.